This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. President Obama today has made a rapid but highly symbolic visit to Myanmar, the Southeast Asian country also known as Burma. Obama scheduled the stop after the country began opening up its economic and political systems. It's part of a wider swing through the region that includes Cambodia and Thailand. The BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent is Jonathan Head, and he is with me now from Myanmar's largest city, Rangoon. Hello.
Good morning.
A lot of the focus of this trip, at least here in the U.S., has been on the geopolitics of it, the U.S. working to counter China's influence in the region. But for the countries that President Obama is visiting, what are the economic consequences of closer ties with the U.S.?
I think the U.S. has always been a key trading partner. I mean, in the end, this is a manufacturing part of the world. There's enormous potential here for Burma to catch up. It's got a motivated workforce, an educated workforce, and all of these countries are really looking not just for U.S. leadership in strategic terms, but they're also hoping that the U.S. economy finally starts to sputter back into life, that the recovery President Obama has been trying to get going finally happens, because for them, that is where some of their richest markets, their richest demand is.
We have been hearing about what a gold mine Myanmar could be for foreign companies. We've been hearing about what a gold mine Myanmar could be for foreign companies now that it's opened up. Is that being overhyped, you think, or is there really something to it?
I think people need to be very careful. This is a country that is extremely rich in resources. It's got a lot of oil and gas. It's got rich timber resources, a whole lot of other mining resources, and it has a potentially motivated human population who are desperately poor. You know, wages will be low for a long time. All of that offers great potential. But it's still the reforms that have happened here are very recent. They came out of nowhere. This is a government that was created by a very secretive military regime. It's moving in a democratic direction, but the rules are still not clear. So I think it's probably a very risky place to invest. People coming in here could make, right now, at the beginning, could make a lot of money. They could also lose their shirts.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Rangoon. Great to talk with you. Thanks.
Good to talk to you too, Jeff.